I'd say there's probably five guys who they're considering at the moment for the tactics that they're trying to put into play in the race, whatever that'll be, and wherever that is, that'll probably remain secret until the actual day itself. So I really don't know what the selectors are looking for, and I'm not too sure where I stand at the moment. Even though I'm probably third or and occasionally fourth best Brit at the moment, it's it doesn't necessarily mean much at the moment until I hear what the selectors are looking for. So they'll choose who they think will do the job the best, and whoever gets that gets to go to the London Games, and it'll be pretty cool, and I'm really hoping it's me.
Yeah, absolutely. So it depends very much on, obviously, you've got certain skill sets relative to the people that you're up against, and it just depends what the selectors will be looking for.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's free sports, and F1's different, and you know, F1's got different strengths and weaknesses. So it is literally, you know, they'll pick, at this point, I'm pretty sure they'll pick who they want to pick, and they'll talk to Alistair and Johnny Brownlee and have that discussion with them, it's frustrating and very stressful. And you know, a lot of people in Great Britain and a lot of other countries are really stressed at the moment because it's 2 weeks left to go and they don't know where they stand and they don't know how their form is going. And it's pretty cutthroat. And the next 2 weeks is going to be tough for a lot of people.
Yeah, and it must be throughout all of that quite difficult to just get on with things and train as you normally would do.
Absolutely, yeah, and obviously my training will change now in the next 2 weeks leading into Madrid, because I want to play to my strengths now and show the selectors what I can offer the team. So obviously from a motivational point of view, you're pretty stressed and pretty low after not qualifying in your own right. So it's definitely going to be a hard few weeks.
Yeah, and in terms of making it more of a team game, have you been in that sort of situation before? Do you know what to expect if and when you're involved?
No, I've never been in that situation before. I've always raced for myself, and triathlon hasn't really got to the stage yet where it's like cycling and you're racing in teams for a common goal. So it's a new experience for me, and you know, whatever I do. I'll probably be sacrificing my year for the Olympics, for that result for the team. So it's a big move, but it's worth it because it's the London Olympics, and it's definitely a once in a lifetime opportunity, and it's something that everyone wants.
Yeah, and I know in an ideal world, you know, you'd love to go out there and for it to be all about you, but to play a part at the London Games and to be a part of Team GB's success, I mean, that's still a great possibility, isn't it?
It would be an honour, yeah. It would be an absolute honour. And to be honest, if the Olympics were in Paris or Rio or New York or anywhere else, I probably wouldn't be in the hunt right now, and I probably would have let the dream go a bit because it's in London, it's such a big deal, and it is a once in a lifetime opportunity, and it will never come around again in my lifetime. So I want to be part of it, absolutely. I mean, it's the pinnacle of our sport, so it's really important for me, and it's something that I've been focusing on for a long time.
And I know it sounds a bit strange to say it, because you'll still have the Olympics to come, but if you get to the end of May and, fingers crossed, it all works out for you and you're there and you're on your way to the Olympics, will some of the pressure actually be lifted at that stage? I know you won't have achieved anything in an Olympic sense, but to actually know you're going must be, if you got to that stage, would be great.
It'd be a huge relief, it'd be a huge relief for probably a few weeks, and then you'll get over it, and then you'll start thinking about the Olympics itself, and you'll have a new goal, and you'll have to have the new stresses and the new pressure. Obviously you work in steps, and right now just to get selected, it would be a massive relief. And you know, I'll take a good 5 or 6 days holiday after all this, no matter whether I qualify or not, because I'm going to need a mental break before the next build up.